Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 7, The Lord Begins His Tour of South India. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the holy place known as Kurma Chetra, he saw the deity and offered prayers and obeisances. While at this place, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his usual ecstasy of love of Godhead, and was laughing, crying, dancing, and chanting. Everyone who saw him was astonished. After hearing of these wonderful occurrences, everyone came to see him there. When they saw the beauty of the Lord and his ecstatic condition, they were all struck with wonder. Just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a devotee. They began to chant Krishna and Hari and all the holy names. They all were merged in a great ecstasy of love, and they began to dance, raising their arms. Always hearing them chant the holy names of Krishna, the residents of all other villages also became Vaishnavas. By hearing the holy name of Krishna, the entire country became Vaishnava. It was as if the nectar of the holy name of Krishna overflooded the entire country. After some time, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his external consciousness, a priest of the Lord Kurma deity gave him various offerings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has already been explained, and I shall not repeat the explanation, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says. In whichever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same. In one village, there was a Vedic Brahmana named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect and devotion. This Brahmana brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, washed his lotus feet, and with his family members drank that water. With great affection and respect, that Kurma Brahmana made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat all kinds of food. After that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family. The Brahmana then began to pray, Jai Padma Padma Tomara Brahma Dhyan Kore, Se Padma Padma Sakshad Oila Mora Gare. O my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and these very lotus feet have come to my home. Mora Bhagyera Singha No Jaya Kahana Aji Mora Slaga Hoela Janma Kula Dhana. My dear Lord, there is no limit to my great fortune. It cannot be described. Today my family, birth, and riches have all become glorified. Kripa Kore Prabhu More Yan Toma Sange Sahite Napori Dukha Vishaya Tarangi. The Brahmana begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, My dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. Purport. This statement is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. Narottama Das Thakur has confirmed this statement, Samsara Vishanale Dija Diva Nishehiya Jale. He states that the materialistic way of life causes a burning in the heart. One cannot make any provision for the troublesome life of the material world. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, and one may be very opulent in every respect, yet one has to manage the vishayas to meet the demands of the body and of so many family members and subordinates. One has to take so much trouble to minister to others. Narottama Das Thakur therefore prays, Visha Chariya Kove Sudahabhiman. Thus, one must become freed from the materialistic way of life. One has to merge himself in the ocean of transcendental bliss. In other words, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from the materialistic way of life. It appears that the Brahmana named Korma was materially very happy, for he expressed his family tradition as Janma Kula Dhan. Now, being glorious, he wanted to leave all these material opulences. He wanted to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the Vedic way of civilization, one should leave his family after attaining 50 years of age and go to the forest of Vrindavan to devote the rest of his life to the service of the Lord. Prabhu Kahi, Aitse Vat Kabuna Kohiva Grihe Rahi Krishna Nama Nirantara Lahiva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always." Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is not advisable in this age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained as proper brahmacharis and grihasthas. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the brahmana not to be too eager to give up family life. It would be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly under the direction of a spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyas. In the next verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises everyone to become an ideal householder by offensively chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and teaching the same principle to everyone he meets. Yare deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh amara agyay guru hai tare desh. Mahaprabhu said, instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society, but that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much the better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. Instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna mantra at home with their families. One should also refrain from sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Out of these four items, illicit sex is very sinful. Every person must get married. Every woman especially must get married. If the women outnumber the men, some men can accept more than one wife. In that way, there will be no prostitution in society. If men can marry more than one wife, illicit sex life will be stopped. One can also produce many nice preparations to offer Krishna, grain, fruit, flowers, and milk. Why should one indulge in unnecessary meat eating and maintain the horrible slaughterhouses? What is the use of smoking and drinking tea and coffee? People are already intoxicated by material enjoyment. And if they indulge in further intoxication, what chance is there for self-realization? Similarly, one should not partake in gambling and unnecessarily agitate the mind. The real purpose of human life is to attain the spiritual platform and return to Godhead. That is the summum bonum of spiritual realization. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmana Korma. That is, one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and preach the instructions of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Kabu nabadibe tomara visha taranga punara pi etane pabe mora sangha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further advised the Brahmana Kormana, if you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will meet again here, or rather, you will never lose my company. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is an opportunity for everyone. If one simply follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of his representative and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, teaching everyone as far as possible the same principle, the contamination of the materialistic way of life will not even touch him. It does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvip, or Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of European cities where the materialistic way of life is very prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lives in the company of the Lord. Wherever he lives, he converts that place into Vrindavan and Navadvip. This means that materialism cannot touch him. This is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. So we shall end here for the present, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.